Angelique, don't blame yourself. I had a terrible last few years, you know? Between losing my kids and Crystal telling me about how they got run over. And all the other shit I went through, right? And the whole time everybody's just telling me to shut my fucking mouth and I'm on one, right? But I wasn't, right? I've never said anything that nobody didn't already say to me before. You know that?
Yeah.
I never made an accusation or a false fucking promise or a false fucking accusation towards anybody. I just repeated what I was told to anybody who could fucking possibly help me understand why it is I have these questions. And everybody just like hated me for it, right? And that's all I know, okay? And you as well. You hated me just as much as anybody else, right?
No, I didn't.
You never asked me to come join you. You never asked me to be a part of what you are.
I always, you know, that's all I wanted was you to be a part of what I am.
I believe you, but nobody else is allowing that, right? I mean, nobody else is going to approve of that, are they?
Who gives a fuck who approves of it?
Yeah, I mean, well, because look at the devastation they're going to cause you until you comply, which you now have.
Okay, so I got to replace some checks, big fucking deal.
Yeah, but you're giving them away to fucking heathens.
I never gave them. They took them, and I'll get them replaced.
Why don't you ever get them back like you get me?
I will get the checks back.
No, but how come you cater to these people?
I don't... There's nobody in my house. Except for you and...
I don't care if there was. I'm just saying, why do you cater to these people?
I don't cater to them.
I've watched you cater to them time and time again.
Well,
I've watched you tell Steve that you can't have drugs unless Aaron okays it, because he's your pimp or your boyfriend. I've seen Aaron walk in the room all... Yeah, well, you know how it is. She listened to me, you know. Donnie the same. Like, what the fuck are you thinking? You know what I mean?
If I've done that...
If? It's an if?
That's beyond... I didn't realize that's how I was treating the situation because I wouldn't normally...
So what's going on here? What's going on here?
I don't know. I must be...
Do you think maybe you going and getting dope from Donnie wasn't such a good idea? Maybe there's that devil's breath in it where they can control you?
Yeah, maybe.
And when there's five of them saying to work against Calum, that's why. One day, they're going to wonder why they get nasty lickings, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, you didn't.
You should probably give me a nasty licking just for fucking...
No, I can't because you guys are... I'm concerned you guys are rats. And that's the truth, okay? Like, some people make their mistakes in life, but nobody fucking sits there and repeats it and is proud of it, okay?
I'm not proud of my mistakes. They definitely am not.
Then why do you fucking emphasize them and repeat them, most of them? You got these people around you, they're all rats. They repeat their mistakes over and over, ratting here, ratting there. They're not good people, okay? They're bad people.
Yeah.
They're not good for you, that's for sure, right? Do you know when you and I first started dating, your hands weren't swollen? And you were happy, you know, you're getting chemicals moving in your body that were good for you. And I don't know why, if we just would have been in sync with each other then, I think things would have been a lot different now, you know that? I bet you I could have convinced you to not fucking take this endeavor towards me. You know that? I have a feeling.
Okay.
It's possibly could have been that way. But our timing was out, eh? We're out of sync with each other. By the time you felt like maybe you could possibly even consider it, I was already like, you had given up, right? So I'm a giver upper, I guess. And I wish I wasn't. I wish I could be a fucking, you know, somebody, it's like, you know, of some kind of upstate honor in your neighborhood or in your crew or in some other crew that you respect. I don't know. I'd love to do all those things for you, but I don't think they're feeling it. You know what I mean? I don't think they're feeling me. You know what I mean? You know that.
Yeah.
So then why do we got to sell me out permanently over it, right?
I
But you are, you see. And I don't like it.
But I don't.
You are, though. I'm like, you are.
I don't.
You're a manipulator, but yes, you are. It's like if I got to go for a vacation. It's better than a fucking permanent vacation. I mean, you don't got good intentions for me, and that's clear. That's fine.
I have nothing but good intentions for you. Nothing.
Really?
I
Then what's all this bullshit you're talking like to me? Like, What is it, just a front?
Bullshit. I
blaming me for your checks, blaming me for everything.
I didn't blame you for my checks.
You did, though. You're insinuating. You took them.
It can be a number of the six other people.
Why would you think it was me?
I don't think it's you.
I don't take your checks with me.
I don't think it's you.
Whatever I've taken from you ever was borrowed items because you're my girlfriend. I mean, it was very minimal, I'm thinking. And it didn't matter because you had hounded me saying I stole from you my whole time I've known you 7 years. And I never, ever took anything from fucking you. So what were you thinking, right? I can't even fathom what you were thinking. Yeah. You're not the first person to behave like that, though. And I know how they usually turn out.
Yeah.
Fatal. Detrimental to your well-being. Smear campaign your name as long as they can.
What? I'm not trying to smear campaign you.
Just know this, Angelica. I'll miss you because you were kind of a good friend, right? When you're at
yeah.
your... And, you know, be happy that now you can hang out with your cool friends, right?
I don't have any friends, okay?
Well, you sure do sound like you do. Okay?
Yeah, you see a whole bunch of people knocking on my door or calling that's because my phone.
That's because you said you're a piece of shit for having me and my dad here. People don't like us, I guess, for some reason.
No.
No? Okay, well, good. At least you're honest.
You guys have lots of visitors, lots of people like you.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I don't know.
The neighbor's dog.
Things are going, you know, just this is not what how I thought.
Mm-hmm.